Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday, first edition of 2020.
This is Ed Benashutis, and this is 2020.
Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, sorry. Here we go.
It's Baba Watas.
You mean Baba Wawa?
Come on.
2020. Anyway. You had to get me started, didn't you? You didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got to thank all of our fine sponsors, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville, always open online at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past
5.
Correct. Past 5 years. Why is that? Because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets. There are 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. Check them out for your grocery shopping needs here in the year 2020. Of course, they have all the needs for your NFL playoff parties. Get there in Minersville, Jonestown, Millersburg, and Pine Grove. Check out BG's Value Markets and start saving in the new year. It's BG's Value Markets, and while you're there, don't forget to check out their meat, because if their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. The dairy line from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juice to get your Saturday morning kicked off just right and boost that vitamin C to fight that cold and flu season. And also the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products. It's Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of WPPA Sports Saturday and sporting venues throughout the region. Gears Dairy. Chaz, last night, a full slate of Schuylkill League boys basketball on the docket. It was Pottsville beating Panther Valley, as you heard here on WPPA, 76-39. Tamaqua down Blue Mountain, 70-63. Pine Grove, a 55-41 winner over North Schuylkill. Schuylkill Haven gets by the Dogs of Tri-Valley, 81-47. Minersville down Lord, 60-48. Marion over Weatherly, 84-55. Monterey Area beats Shenandoah, 51-43. One Schuylkill League girls basketball game last night out of Division I. Pottsville beating Panther Valley, 49-39. Swimming of the high school style. Boys last night, Blue Mountain down Saucon Valley, 93-75. In the girls' side of things, Blue Mountain victorious, 114-51. A thriller in Division I last night over in the land of running water. We'll touch on that one a little bit. Pottsville remains atop Schuylkill League Division I play with a win last night over Panther Valley. And North Schuylkill and Pine Grove shake it up in the middle of the pack last night. We'll review them all here this afternoon and also, or this morning, and also talk to Scott Forney, the head coach of the Golden Girls, on the program. And, hey, we got basketball coming your way later this afternoon. 2:45 for the pregame, 3 o'clock tip-off as Pottsville will travel up to Williamsport. What else is on that sports card today, Chess?
Well, let's talk about some girls basketball going on today, Edward. Tamaqua Blue Mountain and Monterey Area at Shenandoah Valley. Both of those games are 2:30 starts. A varsity-only tilt for Weatherly and Marion. They'll play at hometown at 6:30 this evening. Jim Thorpe's at Lee Heighton for 7. Pine Grove's at North Schuylkill at 7:30, along with Schuylkill Haven at Tri-Valley, which is a varsity-only affair. And Lords will take on Minersville at the same time. Non-league girls basketball, Williamsport is traveling to the city in girls. They'll square off with Nativity at 2:30.
Non-league boys basketball today at 2:30. We've got a few tip-offs as it's Blue Mountain at Conrad Weiser. Lincoln Leadership's at Marion. North Schuylkill travels over to take on Mount Carmel. At 3 o'clock, it's that Pottsville-Williamsport game as we spoke about. And then at 4 o'clock, it's Fleetwood traveling to Jim Thorpe. And at 7:30, Lords will travel up to Lewisburg. Some wrestling on the docket today, Chess.
Halifax, North Schuylkill, Pine Grove, and Tri-Valley are at the Anthracite Duels at Panther Valley. That's just getting underway. As well as the Hawk Mountain Duels, where Pottsville and Tamaqua are wrestling this morning. 10 o'clock, Williams Valley's at the South Williamsport Tournament. Blue Mountains at Southern Columbia's Scuffle Team Duels at 10:30. And a non-league swimming note today. Yeah. At the Netatorium, the Schuylkill Sprint Meet starts at 11. I will be making my way there quite diligently.
I was wondering why you had the shorts on this morning, because the temperature is supposed to fall later, as they told us.
Fat kids melt in the pool, and it doesn't drop when you're in the swimming arenas.
Well, Chaz, let's review last night's game. Take a full recap around the league as things starting to shape up here as we're moving into 2020 and the league play well underway.
Let's start with the game heard right here on WPPA. Pottsville came out of the gate with great gusto. It was tight for the first 3 minutes, and after that, turnover city happened for the Panthers as they gave up 20 points on like 19 turnovers or more than that. I can't remember. It was the best I've seen the Crimson Tide play basketball all season. Kevin Schenk had 17 of his 22 in the first half. Mason Barnes added 10 points in the first two periods. He finished with 17. Riley Stanton got in double figures again. And the Tide had a sizable margin at intermission, which ballooned over 40. Brandon Stilettino led the Panthers with 13. But the Tide were playing a little run and shoot yesterday.
Yeah,
and
obviously.
A lot of pressure. And, boy, when they turned it over about half court, zoom, they were gone the other direction quicker than a hiccup.
Yeah, you know, you get 41 points, Chaz, in that first half of basketball out of the Crimson Tide to the 24.
Yeah, a team that was averaging around 46 a game.
Yeah. And Panther Valley, you know what I mean? Panther Valley, not the Panther Valley of the past few seasons, you know what I mean? They come into the ball game last night at 6-2. And, you mean,
7-2 they were.
Well, they were, yes, I'm sorry, 7-2 last night going into that ball game. 2-1 in league play. And, you know, I mean, they're shuffled in the middle of the pack there. And, you know, I mean, Pottsville comes out and, as you said, gets on a roll. And you want to look a little bit inside these numbers as Panther Valley last night, paced by Stilettino's 13 that you talked about. Then Macharo checks in for 7. Gutierrez in for 10 last night for Panther Valley. Idle is in for 4. Idle's in for 4. White is in for 5 last night. That's the 39 points scored by Panther Valley last night. 8 of 11 from the line, 15 from the floor as they get up the 39. Schenk, he leads all scorers with his 22. Then you look inside a little bit more. Barnes with 17. Then it's let's see who
Stanton with
12. Salato with 6 last night. McCuller with 4 last night. Sakina with 5 last night. Heimbaugh with 6 last night. DeCello with 4 last night. So 32 field goals, 3 of 3 from the line for 76. So you only have 14 free throws last night.
When?
Let's go to the marathon from the charity stripe.
How many?
14.
When?
Last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Last night you were in Pine Grove.
Yeah, let's talk about this. This thing from the charity stripe was amazing. I said 14 in your ball game last night.
31
49.
Points. A team shot 31 free throws last night. Was there anybody left standing for the opposition?
No. North Schuylkill, let me see. Flynn fouled out. Scott fouled out. And I believe Weichel fouled out, too. So 3 foul outs last night for North Schuylkill. But they had the opportunity at the stripe 18 times last night also, Chaz. And this was a game where after the first, we had a 2-point ball game. And then we had a 25-18 game at the half. North Schuylkill, 6 minutes into the second, they finally get their first points on the board, and it's 3 three-pointers in the last 2 minutes of the ball game to make it a respectable 25-18 deficit at the half. And, you know, I mean, when we talked with Coach Ty Wartman a few weeks ago on the program, Chaz, you know, he said he has a young ball club. He only has one senior on the roster. He's got a bunch of sophomores out there starting for him. And, I mean, he was just looking at having fun. And last night, sort of fun at times, and then sort of times Ty pulling his hair a little bit.
Did you see red face Ty Wartman?
Yeah, yeah, he was not happy a few times. But Ty, I mean, made the best of it last night. Cody Griffiths scores 12 of his 13 in the first half. And then pretty much goes quiet in that second half for Pine Grove. Zach Halavity tallied up 15 last night. And then North Schuylkill's Jack Flynn, he has 14 last night.
Wow. So inside the numbers, let's look at the victorious Cardinals. You talk about leading the way. Halavity with his 15. And then you have Griffiths with 13, Leininger with 10, three in double figures for the Redbird Cardinals out there. Colby Giese chips in 7, Lengel with 3, all from the free throw line. Morgan chips in 3, all from the free throw line. Dalton Giese with 4 points last night for the Cardinals. For North Schuylkill, Jack Flynn fouled out, you said, and still ended up in double digits with 14.
Yeah, he started he did not foul out. Flynn did not foul out. He started with 2 fouls, Chaz, 3 minutes into the ball game. 2 quick fouls. It was sort of.
Was it like a breath mint? In the plastic container that you can see through. They're little.
Ticky-tacky. Yeah. There was. But it was there was a veteran official and a younger official. Mm-hmm. And it was the tale of two.
Two different approaches to the game, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, for North Schuylkill last night, Flynn had 14, Weichel had 7, Todd with 5, Conti with 8, Scott with 4, and Fisher with 3 for the Spartans last night as they fall to Pine Grove 55-41. Another game with a boatload of free throws. Check this one out. You thought you had it bad, Doc. A total of 59 free throws last night in Tamaqua. And the Blue Raiders give Blue Mountain their first defeat of the season.
Yeah, Braden Knobloch, pretty much the name of the game for Tamaqua. He hit 6, count them up, 6 three-pointers, scored 23 last night. Knobloch hit 4 triples in the first and hit 3 of 4 free throws in the final fourth quarter as Tamaqua shut the door. Nico Bellatino posted 14 for the Blue Raiders. Lucas Gregoire followed with 11. Jason Dean paced the Eagles with 17, while Keenan Kreitz had 16 last night. And you talk about those free throws, Chaz. You look at it. Blue Mountain gets to the stripe 26 times, connects on 17 of them. And Tamaqua gets there 33 times and connects on 21 of them.
This was the game that would not end last night. I swear, the text I was getting from our advanced scout in the field, it took 5 minutes to tick off 24 seconds at the end of this game last night.
All I know is at one point I said, I thought it had gone final at a 63-60 final. At one point, and I was like, oh, okay. That's the end of the ball game. No, I traveled from Pine Grove to Pottsville till it finally went final. So the last few minutes of this game was just incredibly long. We talked about Kreitz Henninger last night for Blue Mountain, 9 points. Lipko dipped in 8 last night, catches in with 6. We talked about Dean leading with his 17, Carr with 7, Hensley and Caulfield get on the floor but don't get into the book with any points last night. 21 shots from the field, 17 of 26 from the line for 63 for the Eagles. 4 victorious Tamaqua, Knobloch with his 23, Bellatino with his 14, Boyle with 8. Noah Gregoire with his 7, Lucas with 11, Stoffenberg with 7 last night, 20 shots from the field, 21 of 33 from the line for the 70 points for the Blue Raiders of Tamaqua. And boy, does that shuffle up that Division One a little bit, Chaz.
Nathan Gregoire.
Oh.
Because I think you may have Tamaqua on the schedule, just trying to help you
out.
Yeah.
And you look at the Division One now, since we ran through all the games out of Division One, Pottsville still on top, 3-0 in the division, 6-3 overall. Blue Tamaqua 8-3. They're a half game back, tied up with Blue Mountain at 9-1, 3-1 in that Division One. And Panther Valley at 7-3 after falling to Pottsville last night. Even 500 in the game and a half back. And that's where you have 3 teams. Pine Grove there. A game and a half back at 500 in the league, 6-3 overall, and Lehighton 5-4 overall, 2-2 in the league. And then Jim Thorpe searching for their first league victory, 3 games back at 1-8 overall. North Schuylkill searches for their first league victory, 0-4 in the league, 3.5 games back, and 2-7 on the season.
So that's Division One right now. It's going to be a topsy-turvy race. They're going to be skidding into February 7th to figure all this out. Well, let's talk some Division II last night, and the basement dwellers matching up in Cole Township as Minersville takes it to Lord 60-48. Brendan Lonergan scored 18, Dominic Pizzico added 15, Gabe Davis chucked in 10. The Miners had a 32-23 lead at halftime. They got their first win of the season against the Red Raiders. Hunter Reed scored 17 for Lourdes.
Well, you look inside the numbers a little bit, and Noble with 9 for Minersville. Pizzico, you talked about his 15. Longer in with 18. Schwalem with 7. Davis with 10 last night. And Williams checks in with 1 as he goes 1 of 2 from the line. 28 field goals, 4 of 10 from that stripe. Not good enough battling Miners. That may be the issue with the Battling Miners, only shooting 40% from that charity stripe. They're free points. They're hanging there for you to take. Then you look at Lourdes. Sandry with 6 last night. DeManicore with 7. Reed with 17. Novak with 5. Fudel with 3. And then Raparish in there with 8. And Kerr with 2. 16 shots off the floor. 13 of 15 from the line. Take the hints off the Red Raiders. They know how to get it done at the charity stripe. 48 points for Lourdes. And you talked about Minersville and Lourdes. Minersville is getting their first victory, and they're 1-8 on the season.
Well, that was the only division. No, Schuylkill-Haven played last night.
Yeah, they played Tri-Valley.
Run wild over the Bulldogs last evening. The Kuma de Hunts was turned away as Schuylkill-Haven wins 81-47.
That Albie Evans gets 28 points in the victory. Olsch will check in with 14. Then you got Miller with 13. Carter with 17.
Evans had 6. Count them up. 2 hands, 6 triples last night.
Ugh.
You'll see these Hurricanes
next week.
Next
Thursday as they'll travel atop Lawton's Hill to take on the Hilltoppers. Houts with 4 last night for the Hurricanes as Higgins checks in with 5 last night. 25 shots on the field. 22 of 24 from the line.
Ooh,
darn good job.
That's mastery down there, isn't
it? That's a good job. And then Tri-Valley last night for the Bulldogs. Smith in there with 2 points. Ace with 9. Nye with 8. Chase Dieter with 9. Then the Cade Dieter with 10 last night. And Jonas McGrath with 5. It's 20 shots off the floor. 3 of 8 from the line for their 47.
And Division Two, Schuylkill-Haven still cruising atop the division. They're unblemished in league play at 3-0, 9-1 overall, followed by Williams Valley, 6-2 overall, 2-1 in the league. Tri-Valley now 2-1 in the league at 5-5. Both those teams are one game back. Minersville at 1-8 is 1-2 in Division Two play, 2 games behind. Lourdes is 3.5 games out. No wins in the division as of yet in league play, and the Red Raiders are 1-8 overall.
Well, Chaz, only one unblemished record remains in all of the Schuylkill League, and that belongs to the Marion Colts. And last night, they get it done once again, 84-55 over Weatherly. Tyler Fritz surpassed 30 points for the 4th time this season as the Colts break away in the opening frame. Fritz had 34, added 7 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. And Dante Augusti had 15, and Chris Ritzik added 12 for the Colts. Elijah Durr and Scotty Zosin each tallied up 19 for the Wreckers, and Mason Gerhart added 11. And not only the only undefeated team remaining in the Schuylkill League, but also in District 11.
Wow, looking inside the numbers, Fritz is 34. As he had 4 triples on the night. Ritzik with his 12, Augusti's 15. Another Fritz coming up through the pipeline with 8. Malarkey with 5. And from there, Arrow had 2. Servacio with 2. Chambers with 2. Nat with 4. And that rounds out the scoring for the Colts. For Weatherly, you talked about Zoshin with his 19, along with Elijah Durr's 19. Colecchio had 2. Gerhart's 11. Obert chips in 2. Broskowski with 2. And that'll round it out. Here is Marion cruises to a win to pace the area.
The Division III race, Chaz, is Shenandoah looking to try to add some more victories on to their 1 on the season. They take on the backyard rival Monoy Area Golden Bears. And how does this one shape up, my friend?
Well, Chase Mazaluski tallied 16. Josh Ramos tallied 13, 10 of which came in the second half. Mono Area cruised to the win. Mazaluski scored 6 points in the first period. The Golden Bears raced out to a 17-9 lead, never looked back. Owen Kosar had 17. Luke Matta added 11 for those Blue Devils, but it was in defeat.
Yeah, you talk about Kozar and Matta. Let's look, see who else gets some points on the board for the Blue Devs as Makita checks in with six. That Jumbug Carboyas in with 6 points. Also, Alvarez with three last night. 16 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line for their 43 for the Blue Devils. Mahanoy area, you talk about Maslowski leading the way with his 16. Then it's Ramos with his 13. Then Miller in with 8 last night. Marcellus in with 3. Silva in with 3. And Feliciano with 5 last night. And Streisel with 3 last night. 20 field goals, 6 of 10 from the charity stripe for the victorious Golden Bears. Division 3, Chaz Marion sits on top, unblemished, 3-0. A half a game back is Monoy area, 7-4 on the season, 3-1 in league play. A game back is Nativity, 5-4 overall, 2-1 in the league. Then it's Weatherly, 5-4 overall, still searching for their first league victory, 3 games back in Shenandoah, 1-10 on the season, and 3 games back as they search for their first league victory. We had some girls action last night.
As their counterparts were doing battle in March, all the Pottsville and Panther Valley girls were playing in Lansford, and Julia Kowalski scored 7 of her 11 points in a 16-4 first quarter that propelled Pottsville to the Division I win. Madison Dalton led the Tide with 15. She connected on 5 triples on the night. Panther Valley's Erica Dubusky led all scorers with 24.
Plachko with 8 for Pottsville last night. You talked about Kowalski and her 11. Welsh with 6. Blum with 6. Conrad with 3. And Dalton with those 15. 14 shots. 14 of 24 from the line for the Lady Tide at their 49 points. And then it's Pasco with her 9 points for Panther Valley. Stieber with her 2. Robin with 4. And Dubusky leading with those 24. 12 field goals. 12 of 20 from the charity stripe.
And 44 free throws in that game last night.
Yeah, a lot of free throws there for the 39 points for the Lady Panthers. Let's take a dip.
We'll take a dip. We'll go to Hellertown, where the Blue Mountain girls defeated Saucon Valley 114-51. Olivia Haas won the 200 freestyle, 100 butterfly, and swam on 2 winning relays as Blue Mountain cruises past Saucon Valley. Hannah Magdeburg won the 50 freestyle. Kayla March hit the 500 freestyle, and Morgan Yingling won the 100 backstroke. All of those wins for the Blue Mountain girls.
The boys, Elliot Keith, won the 100 backstroke. He won the one event and swam on 2 winning relays as the Eagles get by the Saucon Valley squad, 93-75. The Eagles added a victory by Nathan Powers in the 100 back also. So that's the dip in the pool. That's the run of the round ball.
And the local swimmers will all be having some fun today at the Netatorium at 11 o'clock is the sprint meet. It's a whole lot of short races, and it gives kids an opportunity for another chance at hitting qualifying times for the district race because their times count in the sprint meet.
Ooh.
This morning. So the PFN coaches, all state football teams came out in Class 2A, 4A, and 6A yesterday, and there's 8 area kids that were selected to the team. In 4A, Pottsville senior defensive back Mason Barnes was the first team selection, while fellow senior Lucas Drum was named to the second team as an outside backer. In AA, Upper Dauphin senior Macklin Ayers was named to the first team as the athlete. He was also joined on the AA team by 5 local second team picks, Schuylkill Haven running back Kobe Brish, Minersville wide receivers Gabe Davis and Jared Grafe, Mount Carmel defensive end Logan Wills, along with Mount Carmel safety Nick Troutman.
Yeah, a total of 20 local players selected there, Chaz, in the all-state teams from the 5, 3, and single A, along with the 2 and 4A. So congratulations to all those young men, 20 of our young men getting state accolades for their work on the gridiron. What do you say we take a break? I believe our guest is here.
That answer your question?
Let's grab some rehydrating.
That's right, because I'm enjoying the Diet Green Tea today.
I'm enjoying the sugar-free tea.
Now, we've got Scott Forney coming up around the turn here on WPPA, live in studio this morning with the boss of the Golden Girls on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com.
You missed the show? Don't get excited. Check us out. We're a podcast. You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, also on Spotify, and at our host site, anchor.fm.
If you're a business owner, you know that keeping track of your finances is a daily challenge. Make your banking as easy as it can be at CACL Financial. CACL Financial is the convenient, cost-effective, and friendly place to do your business banking. If you're a business that's located in or does business in Schuylkill County, become a member today. What makes a business banking relationship with CACL Financial better for you? We have business deposit accounts, free checking, and no maintenance fees and no minimum deposits. Need financing? CACL Financial offers business loans of all kinds and merchant services too. CACL Financial, business banking the way it was meant to be. That's why we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth consecutive year. Call 570-628-2400 to learn more or online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook. A better business banking relationship is just one step away at CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Pennsylvania's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
Welcome back here to Sports Saturday. Don't forget a Saturday matinee for you, Chaz, as you and John will take a road trip on a Saturday afternoon.
How can I forget? I'll be driving to Williamsport.
Yeah, as the Crimson Tide will go up to take on the Millionaires of Williamsport. Then a dip of basketball coming your way this afternoon. 2:45 for the pregame. 3
Sometimes
o'clock.
I'd rather a dip of ice cream.
I got a question for you. I mean, is it the same place that I was last year? Get your climbing legs on, buddy, if you're
going
to the Crow's Nest.
I'm not going to the Crow's Nest. That's not happening. Is it a ladder or steps?
Oh, it's a ladder.
That won't happen. I already informed JP.
It's about 7 feet above your head. It's a Crow's Nest. It's not bad on the floor. Maybe you could get somewhere around the top there when you enter. But last year, Mono Area Girls played up there, and it was kind of like, I'm not climbing up there.
Coach Forney, would you climb a ladder to call a basketball game?
Depends how much you get paid.
We don't get paid enough to climb a ladder.
I'm not good with heights. My legs will be shaking. Yeah, and just so happens the Lady Millionaires will be coming to Nativity.
Yes.
While we play in today. Now, there's a time change. There's no JV game due to us with injuries. So the varsity game's at 1 o'clock.
Ooh. Ooh, we announced that today as a 2:30
yes.
kill.
I'm not sure if the media got that or whatever, but okay. I wanted to let you go. Because I was listening this morning, and I heard you say that. I wanted to make a point to inform you guys.
So a 1 o'clock tilt between the Lady Millionaires and the Golden Girls. And Coach, you're off to a good start, 5-3.
Yes.
And you dropped two games to some local teams that have success in the past, Tamaqua and Mono area. And so far you've got to be happy the way the Golden Girls are shaping up.
Overall, I'm very pleased. We came out of the gate 5-0, and then ran into a very good Mono team. I know they lost some graduation, but they're always well coached by Coach Sheeler and always have talent, especially Carmonic and Lawrence. You know, that game was the 23rd. You know, we're down by five at halftime. We got to one or two in the third quarter, And, you know, we got Lawrence in foul trouble, and so she was out of the game. So that, you know, the momentum was coming our way, and then we allowed a 17-4 run to end the third quarter. And, you know, and I know Coach Sheeler, he likes to run that flex offense with the lead, and he did that. And, you know, credit to them, they were able to run out the clock, and then we had a foul at the end and ended up being a double-digit game. But it was a well-fought game between both teams.
You know, Scott, it's interesting you talk about Mono Area and losing to graduation. And I know some folks are going to say, oh, he gave it to Coach Forney. I'm not saying that. But it seems like you have 50-year seniors because the girls in your program that are grabbing the headlines. You know, you take a look at the kids that are getting it done for the Golden Girls have been contributing, it almost seems like, since they're babies. You've had some of these kids for so long, and you've had to use them.
You know, starting with the two seniors, you know, they came through our junior high program, and their freshman year was my first year as a head coach. And now they're seniors, and then you have our junior group, who junior high, but they've been starting since they're freshmen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we also have Cammie Abdo, who came from Pato, who's only a sophomore. But with Cammie, you know, you think she's new to the program, she played with four of the five starters in CYO. So they know each other, good friends, and it's just, you know, when things are clicking, things are really clicking. And but numbers game does play a role. Like, you know, the good thing last year after we lost to Weatherly in the open round of districts, you know, Charlie Roth asked me, you know, what did you say to your team? I'm like, you know, usually a coach goes in there, he has to get the senior talk. You know, we all know what the senior talk is, you know, and every coach hates that talk. And I go, you know, I told them this is not the end, this is just the beginning here. And, you know, almost every team in our division is losing players to graduation, we're gaining players. And, you know, and that's besides gaining players, we're gaining experience as well. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I had the opportunity to watch your Hoops at the Hall game against Tamaqua. And Tamaqua is a team that was buzzing the competition coming into that game. I mean, winning games by 40 and 50 points. And you could just see as that game wore on, your girls kept it close the entire way. It was frustrating to another team that brought back pretty much an entire lineup, and big things are predicted between them and Jim Thorpe in Division One. But you guys frustrated the heck out of them.
And I'm not trying to sound cocky. I expect nothing less from our team because I know we have that talent and that grit. I know what Tamaqua has. You know, they have that talent, and this is their fourth year, and they go deep in the bench. They're very well coached. And, you know, they had probably one of the top players in the league, you know. And, you know, like you said, they were beating teams by 20, 30, 40 points. And, you know, everybody thinks Jim Thorpe's going to run away with the league title. Well, they took it nose-to-nose with them, you know. And we stood there. I told the girls, if we bring our best, you'll have a chance to win. And, you know, we got it done for 3.5 quarters. And, you know, if we played the full four quarters, we probably could have came out with a W. And defensively, I thought we did a great job. We killed them on the boards. I think we 41-29. But what's been killing us all year would be finishing at the rim, you know. And sometimes they're easy layups. Sometimes they're not so easy. You know, if we start finishing at the rim, you know, we'll overcome that in the fourth quarter.
Scott, you know, we talk about, the girls that have been with you for your 4 years of coaching, and that, of course, Allison Clark and Tori Hiniera. You mean, as leaders on your ball club, you mean, does it make your job a whole lot easier? You mean, you could just say, hey, girls, go out and practice, and they pretty much know the roles.
Absolutely, and, like, there's going to be times where, like, there's a lull in practice. Like, we start off the season with the Shamokin Tip-Off Tournament with good competition. It was us, Shamokin, Line Mountain, and Shenandoah. And after those two days of games, we had a full 7 days until our next game. And you know how the practices get sour and bored real quick. And, you know, they bring that leadership, and also, you know, they bring that competitiveness where they, you know, work against the other players on the team in practice to make them better and make themselves better.
You know, a girl that is a junior, but Sam Heenan, I mean, she also, I mean, has been with your program. It has been a 3-year starter, if I'm correct.
Yes, 3-year starter. You know, right now, she's averaging about 14 points a game and 9 rebounds a game. And, you know, you see her accolades in other sports as well. It seems like any sport she could pick up, whether it be basketball, volleyball, softball, or curling. You know, she could, you know, she's just athletic. And, you know, she's not much of a vocal leader, but she leads by example on the floor. And even the seniors, they know, okay, you know, she's there to help us if we need it. And she always steps up in the moment as well.
Scott, how is it keeping girls even keel during a game, particularly when you look at Tamaku? It was almost like line changes. You knew what defense was coming based on the personnel that was really rolling to the table, because they'd roll three on and you know, all right, here comes the pressure, because you saw the alignment coming. But how is it keeping your girls to stay within themselves and not get rattled? And in some cases, you could say demoralized when you see fresh legs coming at you the whole game. And they know we're here and we may have one or two with some help, but we're right.
And part of that is, you know, senior leadership. Like you said, you know, line changes. It could be frustrating. Like, me and my assistant coaches, we scout them. We weren't sure what line, because they were messing with some lineups beginning of the season, because with Boyle, which is one of our very good players, she was out with a pretty bad injury. She had surgery. I don't want to speculate, but I know she had surgery and she was out for a while, and we knew she was coming back soon, but we didn't know when. Well, it turned out our game was the first game back, and she's a very tough player, like just like her brother is, you know, as a football player. And so the lineup they started actually benefited us matchup-wise. And then when they start, you know, substituting some smaller guards in there with, you know, Allison, she's very, for her size, she's very quick on and fast. But, you know, her trying to defend on the perimeter is tougher. But that's where it comes team defense. And, you know, and that's where they had each other's back on the floor. And, you know, I kept on trying to tell Tori after the game, you know, she was falling 30 around the whole game. I told her to go, you have her, nobody else. I go, if she gets substituted out, you're sitting next to the bench on her with her. You know, she's chewing gum. Tell me what flavor, you know. And, you know, she ended up with 16. She had to earn it. And seven of them came from the foul line. And that was in the fourth quarter when we were fouling. And, you know, I'm not saying she shut her down, because any good player is going to find points. And she did a great job. Titus, another one. You know, she could shoot it. And she has quick feet for her size. And, you know, she had to earn every single one of their points as well. And like I said, if Tori got beat off the dribble or a face cut, we had Allison clogging in the middle or somebody else bumping her off the line until she recovered and became good team defense.
You know, Scott, I mean, when you look at your schedule and you see, I mean, you guys don't shy away from anyone. I mean, you take on, I mean, the Tamaquas, you take on, I mean, you're going to take on a big, you know, 5A, 6A school today in Williamsport. But that gets you ready and primed for what's coming up in February and March.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, my first year, like, you know, I'm a program like Nativity never had to rebuild. But, you know, we were kind of down in some, you know, the 3-4 previous years where we weren't making the playoffs. And, you know, it was at that time the power rankings came into play. So, you know, yeah, I want to get to at least 500, because as a coach, you want to be at 500. But I kept on telling the players, just believe and get yourself in a position to play in the playoffs. We could make a run because of our non-league schedule. Like, and at the time, we were still playing Wyomissing as well, which was a strong 4A school. And then, you know, as we build up to now the fourth year, you know, after Mon, we had a good 2A school. We had 5A Muhlenberg. Then we had 3A Quitstown. Now we're playing 6A Williamsport. And then we still got the very last game of the season. We have Mount Carmel, and we know how good Mount Carmel's been. And they, you know, so, you know, we want to finish with a good record and, you know, beat, you know, win as many as possible. But when it gets to the playoffs, then we're battle tested. And that showed about 2 years ago when we were playing the number one seed Susquehanna Community. They're a very talented team. You know, I still look after them. And, you know, their papers up there had them picking us to lose by 17, 20 points. And we just out-physicaled them because they weren't used to that play up there with their schedule. And, you know, we came out with a 15-point win, you know.
You know, Scott, you said there, you know, at Nativity, it's not a whole lot of rebuilding all the time. But it's always counting on youth. Any of the youth coming into the program this year hit the radar and you went, okay, you're kind of getting ready to step in here on the big time floors?
Well, we have four freshmen this year. You know, two of them are seeing varsity time. You know, just like almost every other team in the league, we're hurting with numbers. We're down to 10 right now. Losing one player, she decided, you know, basketball wasn't for her. And then we got lost one to injury. So we had to cancel the next couple JV games. And then, but these two freshmen are the first two off the bench, and they're stepping up. And then we have at least four more coming that were part of our junior high program that could make an impact right away if they keep working at it. And, you know, that was a good thing about our junior high program. Our numbers are usually low, but whether we have 15 kids or only 6 kids, I think it's around 98% of them come to the activity and play for our go through 4 years of basketball for us.
Scott, you know, the people will always talk and say, I mean, it's not about winning today, winning tomorrow. It's about building a program. You're 4 years deep, and you've built a program, and you have, you know, I mean, that bar now set. I mean, are you happy where you're at? You always you want to improve more?
As a coach, you're never satisfied. You know, if you ever look at Nick Saban after he wins the national championship, they ask him, what are you going to take a day off? No, I'm going out recruiting. Like, well, obviously I'm not recruiting, but he's always looking to work to get better. You know, same with me. Like, you know, I'm very pleased with the first year where we got. We got 9 wins, and it took us to get to the third round of states to get 500, which is better, and we want to get better and better each year. And that's what we look to do. And one of our goals was, you know, for the past 3 years, their main goal was to get a district championship and get a state. And I'm like, We want the division. We want to get in the leagues. We have the ability to compete. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked to Coach Brutal. I talked to Coach Schuler. I talked to Conrad. Like, I tell him, like, either one of us could beat either one of us on any given night. You know, that they're all, those teams are well coached with talent and everything. And we have a chance. You know, we're one game back now because we're 1-1. Marion's 1-0 and Monoy's 2-0. If we take care of our business, you know, we play Monoy senior night home. That could be where we might get into a playoff to see who wins the division if we take care of business. And things roll that way. And we want to get to the leagues, you know, and then, you know, get to districts, let that take care of itself. And, you know, if we have the ability to get to states, I think we can make a run in there.
You know, Scott, you talk, and the doc asked the question, what have you learned now that you're in year four from year one? Things certainly have to be a little bit different from what you thought you were getting into. You do come from a lineage of coaching in the house, but you know, when you take a look at it, what have you personally learned, and what may have changed from year one to year four now that you have these seniors through their entire career?
I always say year two, I was not happy. It was probably my worst year as a coach because of the step that we made. I really thought the seniors, the juniors from my first year, now then seniors, would really pick up the pace. And I think I put too much on their plate. And then when I was not getting the results that I thought we should, I was getting louder and, you know, meaner. And, you know, and then so I had to take a step back. And one of the things that helped me was Ange Altomos, who and Brad McClure were my junior high coaches. Well, Brad, he's a Reading cop, so his shifts were always changing. And Ange was one of the supervisors for School County Crisis, so I had to coach junior high. And, you know, when you're coaching young kids, you know, it's big difference between, you know, high school. So, you know, that was a learning experience for me coaching that young of kids, and that helped me year three and now year four learn from that. I was learning that Muhlenberg game I was telling you before we went on air. Like, all the credit to Muhlenberg, they have talent, but we didn't show up. And that's on me for not showing up. And then, you know, I was getting louder and louder, and then, you know, they were not responding to that. So, like, I try to do a leadership meeting with the seniors at least once a week. See, you know, I feel like I have a pulse on the team, but obviously the girls have a better pulse, so we talk. And I said to Tori at the time, I'm like, you know, you girls didn't respond well to that, did you? She's like, no, when we were talking about it as a team, I'm like, let me know. So, like, you know, that Tamaka meeting, you said, even Keel, that was the thing, just staying positive, you know, all the time. All coaches are staying positive, but there's a way you express it. Too.
Right.
You know, there's times I wear emotion on the sleeve, you know, so am I proud of the 4 years? Absolutely. I think, you know, we're building and building. Now, if you compare it to my dad's first 4 years, he had about 100 and some wins, a state championship, another state championship game that we came in runner up to.
I would never try to compare it to your dad.
And like, if you want to go win, yeah. And like the way he coaches, absolutely. You know, and he's phenomenal, you know, players coach. You know, they run through a brick wall, which I want to be, you know, my players do, and I hope they do too. But sometimes you can't base it off 4 years or whatever of wins and then whatever. Because where the program was, you got to build that back up then.
One of the funny, I mean, I just wonder, I mean, you talk about the coaching lineage, and you talk about your father, and your father had an assistant, and you have great assistants also, but Frank Popek always had different socks on and stuff like that. Is there any type of thing amongst the coaching staff?
Well, obviously you can't see on the radio, but you can't even see my socks, so those are the type of socks I wear under my khakis. But Ron Abdo, who took doing junior high for me, is also JV coach this year. He was wearing Christmas socks, and he had some mushrooms on his socks the other day. So, like, you know, he wears some funky socks as well. So but it's hard to live up to Coach Popek's bar that he set with those socks.
You know, one of the things that I'm going to bring up, and I always bring this up when we talk about nativity in any sport, is Scott. You know what I mean? It's probably one of the smallest schools in Schuylkill County, but it's the biggest draw, you know, I mean, no matter what athletic program is playing on any given night, because Nativity, they just support their teams day in and day out. It's an awesome atmosphere. I actually can't wait to get back up at Top Lot until next Thursday night for the boys game, because it's just a fun time.
Absolutely. And like you said, boys and girls, like, you know, Chaz, you saw the Tamaka game, like, mm-hmm. The boys played a very good ACC team. And, you know, those parents, you know, they didn't have to stay for our game. They stayed for our game and cheered us on, just like, you know, every member of the Green and Gold and Green Wave Association. A lot of the teachers are there. You know, Mrs. Sable, she never misses a game. You know, Josh J.D. is always there, and just complete support, you know.
Well, Mrs. Sable's there to make sure you stay in line. I mean, come on. Think about it.
Yes.
She's used to calling you into her office all the time.
She was one of my teachers, and, you know, she still makes me feel smaller than her sometimes. I get kind of scared.
She lowers you down small enough that you can play handball off the curb, right?
That's right.
Scott, you have Williamsport coming in today. Like you said, a big 6A program. What do you see in the gymnasium today?
Well, they're big. First of all, they're, you know, they go 5'7", 5'8", then 5'9", then 5'11", 5'10". Starters, and they bring a 5'11 and a 5'9 girl off the bench, but also go two more deep on the bench. And what I saw versus Hazleton, and Hazleton's always a good team. Hazleton beat them by 15, but they had to work for every point of that. And they man press you full court, and they're pushing the tempo. And, you know, so we need to try to find a way to slow them down with our defense, whether it be man to man or zone. And then, you know, they're overly aggressive on defense, and, you know, with our offensive sets. You know, we can take advantage of that, but we also succumb to it if we don't, cherish the ball, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, how is it putting your confidence in a sophomore to run the point in a situation like today where you're going to see heavy pressure? Now, she's probably the pivotal piece of the offense.
Full confidence. And one of the things with, you know, coaching with my dad, you know, my first year I had Maddie Ulrich as a senior as my point guard. She wasn't the most flashiest point guard. She wasn't the tallest point guard. She didn't score the most points, but she was a four-year veteran. And she had confidence with the ball. And, you know, this is Cammie's second year as a starter at point, and she has that, you see that confidence in her, you know. And, you know, we're there to help her along the way, but I have full confidence in her.
Well, Coach, you've got an earlier start than expected. A 1 o'clock tip up on Top of Lawton's Hill today as the Lady Millionaires will step on in to take on the Golden Girls. If you have nothing going on and you want to catch some local high school basketball, girls basketball, stop out to Lawton's Hill. Enjoy the family atmosphere at the Nativity, and cheer on our local Golden Girls as we thank you for joining us today, Scott, and taking time out of your busy Saturday as you get ready to get another victory under the belt.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, don't let him fool you, Doc. Coming down to talk to us, he doesn't mind slumming it. It's a little bit of therapy some Saturday mornings.
Sometimes. I hope my wife's not listening.
Oh, don't get in trouble already this early in the year.
We'll come back. We'll spin it about here on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, worldwide at WPPARadio.com.
Don't forget the podcast at anchor.fm, our host site. Also, Spotify, Apple, and Google podcast platforms, and many more out there. Check us out, WPPA Sports Saturday.
You work hard for your money, so don't let the big banks take it away in service fees and charges every month. Bank at CACL Financial, and you'll see the difference. At CACL Financial, not only will you be treated like family, your money will work for you. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial has the products and services to meet your personal and business banking needs. People love banking with us so much that we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 5 consecutive years in the Reader's Choice poll. At CACL Financial, it's more than checking and savings accounts and CDs or home mortgages, vehicles, and home equity loans. CACL Financial meets your needs every day. Visit our convenient office on West Market Street in Pottsville, online at caclfcu.org, and like us on Facebook. CACL Financial, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Tara DeStefano with the Highway Safety Network. Did you know snowplows travel much slower than the posted speeds because it's most effective for clearing roads? When you come upon a snowplow, remember to be patient. Snowplows are working to improve road conditions for your trip. Stay back. Leave at least 10 car lengths between your vehicle and a plow. Stay alert. Watch for plows that turn or exit frequently and often with little warning. They also may travel over center lines or partially in traffic to further improve road conditions. And finally, slow down to a safe speed for conditions. Snow plows typically move at slower speeds. Don't forget, we're in the storm together. Be patient with the snow plows and drive according to road conditions.
Brought to you by the Highway Safety Network.
Shop and save a lot of money at BG's Value Markets. Purdue Oven Stuffer Roasters, $1.18 per pound. Center Cut Rib Chops, $1.98 per pound. Hatfield Country Made Scrapple, 1 pound pack, just $2.18. Cooper CD Sharp Cheese, $4.98 per pound. BG's Delicious Fresh Baked Wheat Bread, $1.98. Fresh Broccoli Crowns, $1.28 a pound. 5 pounds of red or white potatoes, $2.98. 4 pack of oven ready seafood cakes, $5. 24 pack of Best Yet Drinking Water, only $2.28. Hell of a Good Dips, $1.28. Puffs Tissues, 98 cents. 9.5 ounce bags of Martin's Potato Chips, buy one, get one free. And all natural salmon fillets, $8.98 per pound. BG's Value Markets, where freshness, quality, and service are always number one, in Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Open 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. daily.
Boy, time flies in the new year when you're having fun, my friend.
Indeed.
Don't forget the high school basketball. The Crimson Tide traveling to take on the Millionaires of Williamsport. 2:45, Chaz and JP will take the air. 3 p.m. tip-off from the
Millionaire Row.
Is that what it's called?
Well, it's Millionaire Way, but there is Millionaire Row in Williamsport. But, yeah, we'll be going out to central Pennsylvania, a little north of there.
North Central.
North Central. It's better than going to South Central.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but anyway, Doc,
say, right?
That's where we'll be today, a special edition of Crimson Tide basketball today. Coming up and excited, as we have the entire season on the air this year. And it's a lot more than we're used to.
Yeah.
But it's a whole lot of fun, too. I mean, I'll tell you, you get to see the ebbs and flows. And like I said, last night, from where we saw this team start the season to last night, you can see the improvement coming along the way. You can see the confidence in each other. They almost look as confident as you and I working together.
Woo! That's a lot of confidence in a basketball team. When you go, you know, you think about the seven deep, maybe.
Seven?
Eight deep, nine deep.
There you go.
That's a lot of confidence. 10 deep.
Sometimes.
Going to throw another one in there? You want to go 11 deep?
Coach Mullaney said in that first interview of the season here on the show that confident 6 through 11. So there
wow.
You have it. But anyway, that's going to do it for the show this week. We got to thank all of our fine sponsors, including CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org. You won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets for convenient locations for your shopping experience. Jonestown, Millersburg, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Stop by, check them out, and start saving in the new year with the grocery savings at BG's Value Markets. And check out the meat. They've got the best for your Sunday dinner table. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
And Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. Don't forget, it's the dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to fight off that cold and flu, and, of course, the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products, the official hydrator, WPPA Sports. Thank you, Scott Forney, for joining us.
You're listening to WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville.